Blog Talk Radio.
All right, hello and welcome, family. This is Tim the Overseer. Welcome to Spiritual Freestyle Fridays. Welcome back. We're now having Spiritual Freestyle Fridays every other Friday night, just to kind of give you a break and also kind of so it won't overwhelm me too much. I love and enjoy doing the word and bringing you the word, but and realizing that I do have a family, wife, and everything, and so she definitely wants me to spend time with her. And so I have to make sure that I kind of gauge my time between everyone. Plus, I don't want to put too much on me or too much on you. But I'm glad for those that have been listening. I'm grateful that you all are back, and hopefully you've had a blessed and wonderful week. It's been a great week here in Texas. It's been nice and sunny. The weather hasn't yet turned cold. Of course, you know, I'll let you know when it starts to get cold. We had our first cold front, but so far the weather's been still maintained between 80 and 90 degrees. We've been having a good time down here in Texas. Hopefully you guys are blessed. I've been having a good time wherever you are. And so you guys also know that we do our Spiritual Freestyle Fridays on for 1 hour now, and that's, again, just to kind of cut back on time and not to overwhelm me or you. So we're thankful for your listening and everything. We're thankful for the Most High. We're grateful for life itself and everything that he's doing for us in the ministry and everything that he's doing for you in your lives. Remember, we are praying for you all. I actually had someone to prophesy to me and speak into my life, which you need to hear those things. You know, people give you encouraging words. It was such a blessing just to hear the sister today say some encouraging, blessing words. And because we need that as ministers, as of the gospel, as men of the Most High, men of the cloth, we have the same exact challenges as everyone else does. So it was just a blessing to hear that today. Also, I just want to say to everyone, make sure that we're praying for everyone during these times. It seems like every time I look up, I don't watch the news that much. I try not to, but I notice that there's a lot of things going on in the world. So a lot of things, I'll tell you right now. So just make sure that we're praying for people. There's some changes in the world that's going on, and I think the funny thing to me is that the changes seem to be very, very subtle. And I think people are just continually going on about their daily lives and not really recognizing the things that are going on in the world. And I think what's even more surprising to me is how the world, even those who say they're in the part of the church, are just kind of taking a relaxed mindset. So make sure that we're praying for those that have been affected by any type of brutality, people who are being assaulted, murdered, killed in so many different ways. Make sure we're praying for the family. We're praying for everyone out there. Be safe as you can. If you're out and about, try to be with someone. Try not to be by yourself as much as possible. Try to be alone. Again, we're praying for people. We're praying for this world. This is the time I told you this year, 2020 is the year, the season for the church to stand up. You know, this is the year. This is our year, 2020, of the awakening. It's time for the church to stand up and get back to the Most High, get back to our first love, okay? I just felt it on my heart spiritually to share that with you tonight, that, you know, we just need to be praying for the world, those of all of us, just everyone, even me. Pray a good prayer for me. I'm definitely praying for you all. So we're about to get started. So we're back on Spiritual Freestyle Fridays. It may just be me tonight, but you know how it is. You know, ain't nothing to it but to do it. So we're just going to roll with it. So tonight we're going to be actually talking about the Holy Spirit. If you remember the last time we had Spiritual Freestyle Fridays, we were talking about some spiritual things. And talking about some spiritual things. And sorry about that, check a message. And so that's what we're going to get into tonight, the Holy Spirit. And so with that being said, we're going to go ahead and say a quick prayer. Dear most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for another blessed day. We thank you for our life, our soul, our health, our strength. We thank you for the many blessings, Heavenly Father, that you have bestowed upon your church, that you bestow upon your believers. We're praying for those that have been affected in the world by this pandemic, that have been affected by crimes against humanity. that have been affected by, you know, crimes within itself, crimes of all kinds. Father, we just come blessing and praising your holy name. We put it all back into your hands, that we lift you up, Heavenly Father, that you know, the world begins to see your Son, that the world begins to see you, and that salvation is really needed right now, Heavenly Father, as we begin to see the church is really falling away from you, Heavenly Father. We begin to see not so much the church, but mankind itself is steady pulling further and further away from you. So we pray, Heavenly Father, that you keep us and bless us, bless our hearts and our minds. We love you, and amen. Amen. So thank you guys for coming back. Again, welcome back. Hopefully you guys have had a blessed day, even better week. Again, you know, I'm kind of just hearing some disturbing things out there. My wife was telling me about a situation where someone, I believe someone's life was taken, unbelievable, you know, I think it was like a supermarket, something like that, parking lot, or maybe at the store, something like that. People are testy during these times, so you have to be careful. You know, I told you the other day I was driving home. Someone was looking at me sideways for no reason. Somebody else cut them off. They're looking at me sideways. So, you know, the enemy is busy. You know, I'm laughing, but sometimes you have to laugh at certain things. But because the world is busy, the enemy is busy. Don't give the enemy any room. Don't give the devil any room. When people look at you cross-eyed, smile. Speak to them, hey, how you doing? Try to be nice. Try to be courteous. You may even change the day. You may even save someone's life. You may even, you never know. But I know a lot of times, you know, we kind of get attitude. You know, I've been guilty of that in the past where, you know, maybe somebody cut me off. I feel some type of way. So, you know, but at this day and time where people are losing jobs, layoffs, unemployment rate is high, be very careful, guys. I'm very, very serious about this. It's been laid on my heart to share this with you. Just be careful as much as you can. When somebody got an attitude, just be nice. This is the time to turn around and be humble, especially for the church. We have to stand up and be humble because, again, I've been noticing, you know, I don't go out much, but I'm noticing a huge difference in people's attitude when I go out. You know, people are very testy. They look at you strange. I cut you off, even in the stores. You know, people walk all in front of you. You know, people are – This pandemic is really getting to people. It really is. And so I know since this has kicked off, we've been hearing reports of people being abused, children being abused, just all kind of crazy, strange, weird things going on in the world. So I know it's kind of not really too much new, but it seems like it's kind of been turned up a little bit. And so, you know, as I teach Revelation, this is kind of reminding me of some of the things that are coming. You know, it's going to be turned up. You know, when we leave this world, it's going to be turned up to an incredible high. So, you know, but for the most part, let's go ahead and get into the Holy Spirit. And I don't want to keep talking about that. So let me just say this. Let me express gratitude. I'm grateful for the Most High, for you, grateful for me, my life, my soul, my health and strength. I'm grateful most of all for my salvation. I thank the Most High for blessing me, my wife and children, family, friends, and loved ones, church family, followers, gatherers, everyone. I'm praying for you guys. I love you guys. Remember, if no one has told you today that they loved you or that they love you, let me be the first one to tell you today I love you with spiritual love from my Heavenly Father, which comes from above. Okay? So with that being said, let's go ahead and talk about the Holy Spirit tonight. I feel it necessary to talk about the Holy Spirit because if you are listening to my Bible studies on Sunday nights now, it's under Reign in Love Ministries on Blog Talk Radio. I will try to get you the number here soon. If not, if you listen tomorrow, I'll try to get you the number. I actually have it right here. I have it written down. So the number, if you want to call in on Sunday nights at 6 p.m. So I do apologize for last Sunday. I was on the air, technical difficulty, and just be honest, I didn't know what I was doing. So I got the times mixed up. I actually selected, I think it was 8 o'clock East Coast, West Coast, something I did, something strange, and I had the times all mixed up. But I was on the air. I just kind of came on about 10 or 15 minutes later. Again, I do apologize for that misunderstanding. Again, I am doing Bible study under Blog Talk Radio under Reign in Love Ministries. And so that number is 319-527-6076. Again, 319-527-6076. 6076. You can tune in on Sunday nights or Sunday evenings. I didn't want it too late. First, I was going to do it at 8 o'clock. I didn't want to do it too late because I know school's back in session. We don't want to keep people up. I know you have to get ready for work, get the kids ready. So with that being said, let's go ahead and get into the Holy Spirit. Okay, very important to know who you serve. I've always taught this in churches and Sunday school and teaching in ministry, Wednesday night Bible study. It is highly important that you realize and you know who you are serving. Okay, if you know anything about the Holy Spirit, you know it is part of the Godhead. Yes, the word Godhead is in the Bible. It's over in, I believe it's first. No, I'm sorry. I keep saying first. It's not first. It's just Colossians. There's no first Colossians. It's just Colossians. I don't know why I want to keep saying first Colossians. But it's over in Colossians, I believe, the second chapter. Just read it. It's in one of those books, first, second Colossians. I think it's the second chapter. The word Godhead, it is in the Bible. The reason why I use Godhead instead of Trinity, because the word Trinity is not found in the Bible. So I try to avoid not using words that are not in the Bible. So for the most part, as far as when it comes to that. But I rather use the Godhead because the Godhead describes the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, which we know that the Holy Spirit is the third person in the Godhead. Okay. And so with that being said, we're going to go ahead and jump into the Holy Spirit. Also over in 1 John, I'm not going to read it. I'm just going to give you the scripture if I can find it. Maybe 2 John. Let me see if I can find it real quick. It's actually, there we go. It's actually 1 John. It is the 5th chapter, and it is the 7th verse. I'll read it real quick. It says, "For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, which is the Son, Christ, because he was the Word in the beginning, then he became manifest into flesh, which we know him as Yeshua, or you may call him Jesus, that's fine. And then the Father, and then it says the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one." And so there you have it. You see in the scripture that it says that these three are one. They are one. They make up the Godhead, which means they are God, okay? Now, a lot of times it's hard for man to wrap our minds or wrap their minds around how can God be three different persons but be one God. That's why it says over in Genesis, the first chapter, verse 26 and 27, he says, "Let us make men." I remember 20 years ago when I began to study and read the Bible, I said, "Wait a minute, let us make man." I thought it was just one God. Why is there us? I began to do more study and research and found out, oh, there's a Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. So it made sense, you know, my dad used to teach that in church when he used to say Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I always wonder, what does that mean, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit? Well, now we know what it means. So we're going to deal with the Holy Spirit tonight. So we're going to start out. I'm going to go over to I don't have the scriptures written down, not too many of them. So I'm freestyling tonight. That's why it's called Freestyle Fridays, Spiritual Freestyle Fridays. I'm freestyling. I'm just trying to remember. Let's see. There we go. It is 1 John, the 4th chapter. 1 John, the 4th chapter. And actually, yeah, well, I'll just go ahead and read it. It wasn't what I was looking for, but I know what the scripture is now. But we're going to read it. 1 John, the 4th chapter, verse 1 says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world." The Holy Spirit is very important to us as believers. The Holy Spirit is the leader. It leads us. It guides us. It's also the teacher. I like to look at the Holy Spirit as the one that also protects us as well. The Holy Spirit is the one that actually is known as the hand of God. It's the one that kind of basically does the work, if you will. And I like that because the Holy Spirit is what moves us to do work. The Holy Spirit is what moves us to do ministry. When you shout and you pray and you give glory, that's the Holy Spirit in you. That's the Holy Spirit working to make you do something for the Most High, okay? When I study and research, sometimes I may not want to. The Holy Spirit moves me to say, "Tim, you need to be studying your word. You got a spiritual freestyle Friday tonight. Be prepared to bring the word for the people." And so that's the Holy Spirit that's moving on me to lead me and guide me to be a blessing to people. okay, to show people what? The Most High, to show them the God here, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and to ultimately lead to Christ, to lead people to salvation. That's our main purpose. Now, if you remember the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit was ushered in, okay, no time before the day of Pentecost, as it was known, or possibly, because I have to do a little bit more research, but I remember reading the scripture, but to our knowledge, the day of Pentecost is supposed to be the time when the Holy Spirit entered into men, okay? Now, the Holy Spirit has always been around, always been in the world. The Holy Spirit is omnipresence. Only God has the ability to be everywhere at one time. Now, watch this. So it's important that you know who you serve. The Heavenly Father says where? On the throne. Now, if you notice that the Heavenly Father, every time they talk about in the Bible, they always see him where? On the throne. You're like, wait a minute. How can he be everywhere at one time, but he never leaves the throne? Isn't that something? He is always sitting on the throne. But yet, we learn and know that the Heavenly Father is omnipresence, which means that he is everywhere, okay? And that's also in the Bible. I'll let you do your study and your research. He is everywhere. No matter where you go, that he is there, okay? How is he able to do that? Well, he's able to do that through his Spirit, okay? So now, we're going to look at some more scriptures. We're going to go over to 2 Corinthians. There we go. I got it right this time. 2 Corinthians. Yeah, I don't. 2 Corinthians, the third chapter, verse 17. Okay? Give me one moment. All right. So, verse 17 reads, it says, "Now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There is freedom." Amen. I like that. I love that. And as I told you all before, I love being a believer. Man, I can't sit here and say that enough, how I love being a believer, because the Holy Spirit, man, we are so blessed. The Holy Spirit protects you. And I tell people a lot of time, I don't judge people. I don't tell people what to do who carry weapons, okay? I know the world's kind of getting a little crazy. I have relatives that own weapons, carry. I even have some that say they're believers that carry weapons. I even happen to know some pastors that have guns. But to each his own. No, I don't knock nobody. But I am like my old man. My dad said that, he said, "You live by the sword, you die by the sword." And he always taught us that, you know, there's no need for that. You know, there's no need for you to have that. And I didn't understand at the time, but when I became saved, I came to the Lord, I began to understand what he was saying, because there is no greater power than God, than Yahweh, the Heavenly Father that sits on the throne. The Holy Spirit is so powerful, that can't nothing touch you. The word says he builds a hedge around you. You know, we have so much power when we walk in the Spirit. See, that's the key. I just gave you a nugget. We have so much power when we walk in the Spirit. When you walk in the Spirit, you have more power than any weapon formed against you. You know, so what weapon would I rather carry? Because it's funny, and you know, I like I said, I do talk to a lot of people. Somebody said, "Well, you should talk to a lot of people." I do. I was actually talking to my brother this past week, and he was saying something about, you know, carrying weapons. He said something about buying weapons. I said, "You know, that's not necessary." And, you know, just in thinking about that, and I just couldn't help but to think about the Holy Spirit. And he was saying something, and then I responded. I said, "You know what?" I said, "If you're one person, you're carrying. What if you run into a mob of people? Then who's going to win?" So, you know, people say some of the craziest things, but say what you will, I'd rather walk the Holy Spirit any day than any weapon. That is your weapon. And I'm not saying that nothing cannot happen to you, that things won't happen to you, but understand this. Can't nothing happen to you unless the Holy Spirit moves out of the way. And which we know as believers, I don't really see that happening. And I'm not saying that it can't, but my belief is a little different than others. I trust the Holy Spirit than any man, than anything, than myself. And so I don't feel it necessary to get armored up. That's just me. Okay? Now, back to the scripture. It says, "Now the Lord is that Spirit." Now, notice that it says, "The Lord is that Spirit." and that the word Spirit is actually capitalized, which is signifying what? It's really talking about the Holy Spirit. He is that Holy Spirit. He is the Spirit. In other words, they are one. And I just showed you over in 1 John, the 5th chapter, verse 7, how the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are one. They are one God. They make up the God here. That is your God. And it's important that you understand who your God is. Because when you know who your God is, you can walk in victory. And you have the victory when you walk in the Spirit. Amen. Okay? And the Bible says, and where the Spirit of the Lord is. See, he's everywhere. So he's in your home, he's in your bedroom, he's in your bathroom. If you're a believer, he's everywhere you are. The Spirit is everywhere. That's why he's everywhere, because he's able to see all things, know all things, and be everywhere. So if he needs to protect the believer that's on the other side of the planet, on the four corners of the world, he's able to do that. And you're going to see that also in Revelation, when I'm teaching on Revelation, eschatology, divine teachings on Saturday. That the Holy Spirit is so powerful. See, your enemy, the devil, don't have that power, okay? He wants to be like the Most High. See, he has to have cell phones and devices, and he has to have electronics to follow you and know what you're doing. See, the Most High don't have to have that. He's just so powerful, so awesome. And I remember talking to somebody one time. They were saying something, well, how come you can't see God or something like that? He said, prove to me that God exists. I said, well, prove to me that the wind exists. See, we know that the wind is there, but you can't see it. You can't grab hold of it. So in other words, just because you can't actually see something or grab hold of it doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. And this is how the Holy Spirit is. The Holy Spirit exists. And this is evidence of the Heavenly Father, that he exists. Okay? Think about the power of the Holy Spirit. It is more powerful than anything that you can imagine, okay? It is everywhere at all time. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I have freedom. I can go as I choose. Now, you have to be smart about certain things, amen, because you know not to go on enemy territory, because you don't want to tempt what the enemy, okay? You don't want to be hanging in places that you shouldn't be or going into places that you shouldn't be. But understand that the Holy Spirit will protect you as long as you make smart decisions. And that is important for us as believers to walk as our steps are ordered. Okay? So walk in wisdom. And this is important so he can protect you, because anytime we begin to step out of the Spirit, Holy Spirit, something, he can move out of the way and say, okay, well, you're choosing to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. So you know, if a believer chooses to go to the club, he more likely probably shouldn't be in a club. Anything can happen to him, you know, because he chooses to be in an environment where he probably shouldn't be, or probably choose to go somewhere they probably shouldn't be in most cases, okay? So understand who the Holy Spirit is and the power of the Holy Spirit. So I want to go over to and read Revelation. I think I have another scripture, but we'll come back to it. Revelation 1 and 4. I want to go over that real quick. Revelation, the first chapter, verse 4, okay? And this is what it says. It says, John to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before. Now, what you begin to notice here in Revelation 1 and 4, it says the seven spirits, okay? That's very important, okay, when we talk about the seven spirits, okay? Now, the seven spirits is actually the Holy Spirit. Now, it does say seven spirits, and what it means is that the Holy Spirit will manifest these spirits because it has the power to do so. And so we see the first reading of the seven spirits, or the first mentioning of the seven spirits in the Bible, is actually coming from the book of Isaiah, Isaiah the 11th chapter, verse 2 and 3. And this is where it says, in the Spirit of the Lord, which we're going to be dealing with that in the future, the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Okay? So that's actually Isaiah, the 11th chapter, verse 2, okay? It looks like that covers all seven of the spirits of the Holy Spirit, okay? Now, remember, the Holy Spirit manifests, okay? It's one Holy Spirit, but it manifests each one of these powers, each one of these abilities. And I think that is so neat. Again, you know, God is so powerful that a lot of times it's a challenge for us to think in our minds, well, how can we understand that? How can the Holy Spirit manifest these different things, these different powers, okay? And we're going to show you here by scripture in a brief moment. I don't want to get ahead of myself, so I want to show you here in a minute these different scriptures. So before I do, I want to go over to Revelations 3:1 real quick. Revelation is the 3rd chapter, verse 1. And we're going to take a look in reference to Isaiah, the 2nd chapter, verses 2 and 3. Let me read just part of verse 3. And it says in Isaiah 11:3, it says, "And shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears." So this is actually referring to Christ, because when Christ is going to judge, how is he going to judge? He's going to judge by the Holy Spirit. Okay, so remember, the Holy Spirit knows all, sees all. You can't put one over on the Holy Spirit, okay? And in fact, the Bible says the only sin that you can't be forgiven of is what? Blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. Okay, and one day we'll cover that. We don't want to reveal, because you know, you got some people out there maybe trying to do something that they shouldn't be doing. Okay, right now we just want to focus on the Spirit. Okay, so Revelation 3:1 says, "And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things said he that had the seven spirits of God." Who is it referring to? Okay, talking to Christ. Christ has what? The seven spirits of God. So I just showed you two verses that reference that the Father, the Son, are one. God is that Spirit, okay? And Christ, what? Had that Spirit. They both have what? The Holy Spirit. They are all one and the same. That is powerful, okay? And a lot of times it's very difficult for us to comprehend God. It's just we don't understand him yet, okay? A lot of things will be revealed to us in the end, but we do the best that we can through interpretation of the scripture to understand who and what we serve. This is very important. Now we're going to kind of get into the thick of things. There are some more scriptures that I want to share, but we're going to come back to those scriptures. What I'm excited to get into is one of my favorite scriptures, which is coming over to go to 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. You know, this is close to my book. Okay, I like Corinthians. I love Paul, the way he writes, and how he shares the information with the saints. To me, it's so clear spiritually. I really enjoy Paul's writing, okay? Now, watch what Paul says on 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. Now, we're just going to go from verses 1 through 11. Okay, I'm going to try to knock them out in the next 25 or 30 minutes. Try to knock it out, okay? So verses 1 through 11 of 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. Now, watch what Paul says. Paul says, "Now concerning spiritual gifts." You see that? What did Paul say? He said, "Now concerning," okay? In other words, this is the subject, spiritual gifts, brethren. So you know that he's talking to the believers. That's who he's talking to. He's not talking to any non-believers. He's not talking to nobody who don't want nothing to do with Christ and want to live whatever type of life they want. He's talking to the church, the real believers, right? He says, "I would not have you ignorant." Paul said, "I don't want you to not know what's going on." Amen. It kind of sound like me. I kind of model myself out to Paul. "I would have you not what? Ignorant." This is why I go to the depths that I do to teach the word and share with you the information that I share, because I want you to know. Okay? I don't want you to be ignorant, okay? Don't take it the wrong way, okay? I'm just saying what Paul said. You know, Paul is a little hardcore, okay? Now watch this. These are some key verses. Paul says, "Ye know that ye were Gentiles, carried away unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led." Okay, so what Paul is simply saying to them, that before you was converted to a believer, as an unbeliever, you were a Gentile, right? In other words, whether you were originally a Jew or not, you know, because only the Jews were the true chosen people, but everybody on the outside, the Jews, regardless of what nationality or race they were considered Gentiles, okay? And because all Gentiles serve what? They serve idol gods, false gods, right? He said that you were dumb, you were carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led. Now, watch verse 3. I love verse 3. I've been reading this scripture for years. It says, "Wherefore I give you to understand. So now Paul's making it plain that no man speaking by the Spirit of God, amen. So we know when it says the Spirit of God, what is it talking about? The Holy Spirit itself. No man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus a curse or Yeshua. Okay? It is impossible. Okay? So this is why this is another plain, clear example that a person cannot lose their salvation. Because that means that a person that was once saved, which we knew, know that you can't have the Holy Spirit and then the Holy Spirit leave. It doesn't work that way. Can begin to blaspheme the Holy Spirit. That makes no sense. It can't happen. Paul says that what? No man can call it what? Christ accursed. That's impossible. Meaning that if I have the Holy Spirit, I wouldn't say anything bad against my Savior. Why would I? Times get hard. They get rough. They get challenging. But in most cases, we become more humble and we begin to cry out and plead, right? That he has what? Mercy on us. Okay? But we can't speak anything evil. You see, the world, they said all kind of evil things about the true Messiah. You know, the people who was worshiping him when he first came in on the donkey, when he came into the city, he was saying, Hosanna, Hosanna. Then the next day, they was crucifying him, right? Well, they were never with him. They were never with him. They were never believers. It was always unbelievers. You have people like that in the church. They act like they're on your side. They act like they really love and praise the Holy Spirit. They are unbelievers. They are faking and shaking. They are just there. Okay? It says that no man called him a curse, and that no man can say that Yeshua is the Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. So in other words, not for you to speak good and to preach and teach and you see a person consistent in years of ministry, I've been in ministry between you, you know that I'm speaking by what? The Holy Ghost. I wouldn't be able to say all these things and present all these things according to the Word, to interpret and break down the Word as I do, without what? It's the Holy Spirit in me. It ain't Tim. You know, Tim just ain't that, he just ain't that gifted. It's the Holy Spirit that blesses the gift and adds to what I have, and he reveals it to me. Okay? So if I am gifted, it's only by the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's what I'm saying. Okay? Because we know that he gives all things, right? Amen. All power and glory to the Most High. I don't want none. Okay? So we know this, right? Now I want to share another scripture with you real quick. Go over to Mark, the 9th chapter, verse 39. Mark, the 9th chapter, verse 39. Okay, Mark, there we go, the 9th chapter, verse 39. This is what it says. It says, but Yeshua said, forbid him not, for there is no man which shall do a miracle in my name that can lightly, amen, you see that, that can lightly speak evil of me. It is impossible for you to have the Holy Spirit and then to say something bad about Christ. The Bible says that you won't lightly. You can. So that's one way you know if you're saved or not. If you're speaking evil things against Christ, you definitely don't have the Holy Spirit. That lets you know right there, you are not saved. You say anything bad about Yahweh or Christ or the Holy Spirit, you're not saved. It's just impossible. You can't be. I remember one time, you know, talking to this one guy. You know, he had some special things going on with him. He said that he don't have a problem with God, but he had a problem with Jesus, and that didn't make any sense to me. So we already knew what side he was standing on. He was standing on the unbeliever side, okay? Now watch what it says in verse 40 and 41. It says, for he that is not against us is on our part. They are on our side. If they're preaching the word and teaching the word, there's no need to come against one another. We are on the same team. Verse 41 says, for whosoever shall give you a cup of water to drink in my name, because ye belong to Christ, verily I say unto you, he shall not lose his reward. Amen. We know that's referencing to anyone, he or she, right? Amen. So I want to share that verse with you just to show you the power of the word, to show you the power of the scriptures. That what? It's impossible. You can't lose your salvation. It's impossible for you to speak against the Holy Spirit or Christ, for that matter, You know, if you have the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost does not, the team of the Most High doesn't come against one another. Amen. We may not always agree on things, but there's no need for us to come against one another. Amen. So we're on the same team, right? Verse 4 says, now watch this. Now here we go. Now there are diversities of gifts, but what? The same Spirit. There you go. Now remember, we talked about the seven spirits of the Lord, right? And the reason that we see it says the seven spirits of the Lord, because why? We know that the Lord is what? That Spirit. I showed you over in 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians, I believe, is what? The third chapter, verse 7. Okay? And the Lord is that Spirit. I may be in the wrong chapter, but you kind of get my point here. I was listening really. Hopefully you wrote it down. Okay? So the Lord is that Spirit. So we know that they are what? One. But there are diversities of gifts. Verse 5 says, and there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord, amen, the same God, amen, I like that. Verse 6 says, and there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. Now, I love the way Paul writes, it's beautiful, the word is so beautiful, amen. It's the same God, you know. You have to be careful with all these false religions out there because people will take the Bible and try, they'll even take your own Bible and try to twist it. You have people in the church that will take the Bible and try to twist it. You have to be careful and study to show yourself approved, okay? Even though there are diversities of what? Operations, okay, under the administration, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. Why? Because we know that all things work together, what? For the good of the Most High. We are all one in the church. We're working towards the same goal, and that's to save saints, okay? A lot of people are giving the information out here, and I tell people a lot of times, do your research, do your study. Don't just sit back and listen to people, not even just me. No, go do your own study and research, okay? That's why I give you so many scriptures so that you can to bag it up. So you just won't think I'm just talking. But the reason why I say, because I see so many people on social media just, they're talking, but remember, we always have to come back to what? Salvation, okay? To the ultimate goal of what? Christ. We're pointing towards eternity. It says, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with them. Okay? So your spiritual gift is given to what? To profit the kingdom to come. We've talked about this. We talked about it in eschatology teaching in Revelation, where we're talking about the kingdom, kingdom that is here on earth, because we know that the kingdom is going to be called up to heaven, right? And the kingdom is also going to come back. Amen. It's going to be before the throne, worshiping, praising the Most High, and the kingdom is going to come back and rule for 1,000 years on the earth, and then the kingdom is going to do what? After that, it's going to enter into eternity with the new heaven and the new earth. Man, that's beautiful, okay? So it says, verse 7, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with them. Now, understand what the scripture says, every man, okay? Meaning that every man has the opportunity to operate in the Holy Spirit. Now, I tell people, you know, a lot of people go around and say, oh, well, you got to be filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm like, what are they talking about? When you become saved, understand you are filled with the Holy Ghost is there. Now, you just need to operate. Amen. And there are diversities of operations. You have to use scripture to interpret scripture. I heard so many people making up stuff in church. Oh, well, you got to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I'm like, what is he talking about? You got to be filled with the Holy Spirit. If they're saved, they're already filled with the Holy Spirit. They just may not be operating in the Holy Spirit, but you're already. That was the whole purpose of the day of Pentecost. That's why they was able to do what they was able to do and to speak in those unknown tongues, right? And what a lot of people don't understand, one thing I'm going to teach on tongues, a lot of people don't understand about tongues, a lot of people not really following scripture, okay? When they were talking about speaking in unknown tongues, the tongue was unknown to them that was speaking it, but it was known to other people that was present. So in other words, if the Holy Spirit hits me and I start speaking in Chinese, I don't know how to speak in Chinese, but all of a sudden I'm speaking in Chinese through the Holy Spirit. That's how powerful the Holy Spirit is. When the Holy Spirit hits you, you can just forget about it. It's just going to just lead you and just give you the power. See, the Holy Spirit doesn't possess. See, people got to understand that. You got to follow scripture, dog. People talking about the Holy Spirit does not possess you. It indwells you. In other words, see, when something possesses you, like an evil demonic spirit, see, evil demonic spirits possess you, meaning that when something possesses you, forces you to do things, it takes control. The Holy Spirit does not take control. It leads you and gives you power. And that's what it did on the day of Pentecost. It gave them power to speak in an unknown tongue, but the tongue was known to other people that was present. And it amazed them because it's like, man, you're speaking my language, but I've never heard you speak Chinese before, Tim. How are you able to speak Chinese? And that's what the Holy Spirit did on the day of Pentecost. Amen. So, you know, I'll get into tongues another day in time. That's a heavy subject. I actually preached on that. Amen. So anyway, back to the Holy Spirit. Verse 8 of 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. What does it say? This is another key verse. I love this verse. It says, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. Amen. To another, the word of knowledge. So now you begin to see the operations of what? The seven spirits, which is what? The Holy Spirit itself, and how it's able to manifest these different powers through the Spirit itself. This is the power of the Holy Spirit, and how it's able to what? Manifest these spirits. Man, that's ministry right there. Okay? It says also to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. This is all. This is how why the scripture said over in Isaiah the 11th chapter, verse 2 and 3, mainly verse 2, because verse 2 is the verse that covers all seven manifestations or all seven spirits of the Holy Spirit. Remember, this is one Holy Spirit, but what? Is able to operate wisdom. Amen. The Holy Spirit may say, okay, Tim, I'm going to operate with you knowledge. Okay? Then it says in verse 9, to another, faith. Somebody's faith may be strong because the Holy Spirit may bless him that, bless him and give them that. Okay, the diversities of what? Operation. Okay, and then it says to another, the gifts of healing. Amen. By the same Spirit. All the Holy Spirit, right? Then it says in verse 10, to another, it says the working of miracles. Man, ain't that powerful, right? Amen. So understand, remember I told you earlier that the Holy Spirit is the workmanship of God. So when he formed the world and he said, let there be light, when he formed the planets, guess who was doing that? Amen. So think of your hands, amen, how it's able to take clay and form it. That's how the Holy Spirit is. The Holy Spirit is basically like the hands of God. It's like the power of God. It's the one that's the force. It's the one that's the doer, the one that has the ability to take action. Okay? So Christ was what? He was the Word. So the Word spoken and said, let there be light. And boom, the Holy Spirit just boom, just created light. Man, that's powerful. And then he said, he formed the earth. Boom, the Holy Spirit, boom, just wanted to start forming the earth and the seas. And he started forming man. Then so imagine that when Christ, he says, that's why I said, let us make man. It was the Heavenly Father's will, right, to create something, a man, a being in his image. It was the Heavenly Father's will to do that. And because it was his will, remember we told, if you listen to my Sunday Bible studies and teaching on 6 o'clock Sunday, when I'm talking about the Word right now, we're talking about St. John, the first chapter. We talked about Christ as the Logos. He is the mind of the Most High. And so what begins to happen is that when it's the Father's will to do something, through his mind, which is Christ, the Word, he said, let there be light. And then he said, let us make man in our image. Then, boom, the Holy Spirit begins to take that dirt and form it in water and begin to create Adam. Man, that's beautiful. That's powerful. See, that's the Holy Spirit. Okay? Know what you serve. Know who you serve. It says, verse 9, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. Man, look at that. And then verse 10 says, to another, the working of miracles. Amen. So when Christ turned water to wine, how do you think he was able to do it? What was he operating? He was operating the Holy Spirit. He was in operation of what? The Spirit of miracles. Amen. See, that is so powerful. He was using the Holy Spirit to what? Work that miracle. To change water into wine, to make people who were blind to see, to make the lame to walk. Christ did these things, okay? So it's important to understand that, okay? Amen. And so then it says, to another, prophecy, okay? prophecy to another discerning of the spirits. You know, some people can prophesy. Amen. Some people can discern spirits. That's why the Bible says, try the spirits by the spirits. Some people can discern spirits better than others. Amen. And you can discern people. Amen. You can discern those spirits. And remember, I was telling you earlier about the sister that spoke over my life today. Amen. She said, I can feel it. I can feel it in you. I said, I can feel it. I said, I know you're a man of God. I said, man, this is so powerful. She said, I know you're a man of God. So I could just feel it. Ooh, man, see, I'm telling you. And you know what? So, oh, my gosh, this is nothing but the Holy Spirit. This is so good. You know what's so funny about not even thinking about what happened today and that I was going to be teaching this tonight. How powerful is that? That's the Holy Spirit. He said, I know you are. So I can just tell. She was just saying things, never met me, never anything, never seen me, just telling me stuff. Like, man, this is powerful. This is awesome. That's the Holy Spirit working. The spirit of discernment. Some people got that spirit of discernment. Amen. I could be walking. Sometimes people meet you and say, you know, I know you. I'm just like, man, you know. And I don't have that, you know, that gift. It may be there. Don't get me wrong. It may be there. But I'm not able to operate like some people. Because as you can see here, the scripture said what? What the scripture say by the scriptures. Okay? Let's go back up. And there are diversities of operations. But it is the same God which working what? All in all, okay? So it says, verse 8 says, for to one is given by the spirit of word. So in other words, you may have the spirit of knowledge, okay? You may be knowledgeable in the Bible. Man, this brother, this sister is good. She know her word, amen? She may have that spiritual gift. These are spiritual gifts that are given by whom? The Holy Spirit. Okay, he's the one that hands out the gifts. When you become saved, amen, when I became saved, I knew. When I became saved, what my gift was. At first, I didn't. But I was reading the Bible, and within 6 months, the Holy Spirit revealed it to me. This is your gift right here. Amen. The gift of knowledge. Amen. Amen. Operating wisdom, the gift of knowledge, okay? And I began to use that and utilize that. And some people have the gift of prophecy. Some people, it says right here, it says to another, diverse kinds of tongues. Amen. Some people can preach and minister in different types of tongues. Amen. It says to another, the interpretation. Amen. Now, that's a powerful gift. And they're all powerful gifts. Don't get me wrong. It says to another, the interpretation of tongues. Amen. One day we're going to have to kind of really get into this. This is real deep. Amen. Verse 11, but all these that one and the self-same spirit. Amen. It says, but all these worketh that one and the self-same spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. Amen. This is so good. Amen. I love this spiritual freestyle fire. I mean, I just love just talking to you just right off the top. Amen. This is nothing but the Holy Spirit just flowing. Amen. This is nothing but the Holy Spirit because you think about it. You know, to some people, you know, you may have, some people may have the gift of wisdom and knowledge. Some people may have the gift of faith, and they may have the interpretation of tongues. I mean, some people just may have one. Amen. All glory to the Most High. Amen. We're not impartial. We're not jealous or upset, man, because, you know, some people may have a little bit more than others. Well, some may have the working of miracles. Some may have the gifts of healing by the same spirit. Amen. The gift of healing. So whatever your gift is, let the Holy Spirit use you. Amen. Let's get out here and save some souls and get out here and minister. Amen. You know, some people may, you know, whatever your gift is. Okay, amen. So, you know, get out here and share your gift. Okay. Get out here and you know, be a blessing to people in the world as much. Let your light shine. Amen. Because the Bible says that if Christ be lifted up, he shall draw what? All men. But I encourage you to read the entire 12th chapter, amen, this week. That's a word for you this week. We're not going to go any further on scriptures in this particular book. But, amen. I just want to deal with that first portion of 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, verses 1 through 11, and dealing with these gifts. And as you can see, that this is all by who? The Holy Spirit. Know how powerful the Holy Spirit is. You know, when you're working whatever your gift is, that's the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's blessing you to be a blessing. Christ said it best. Christ said it is more blessed to give than to receive. Amen. Amen. So I got about 10 more minutes left. So before we get ready to shut down, I want to share a few more scriptures with you. Amen. This has been a blessing. Hopefully it's been a blessing to you. I'm going to try to squeeze in these last few verses before I get out. Let's go over to Acts. Amen. I want to share with you Acts, the first chapter. Acts, the first chapter, and we're going to look at verses 5-8. Amen. This is what it says. And we know when we see the writing in red, who is speaking? The Messiah himself, our Savior, Yeshua. Amen. Verse 5 of Acts, the first book, first chapter says, "For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence." Amen. Watch this. Watch this. And, well, I'm going to be baptized with the Holy Ghost. If you say the amen, yes, you will. Watch this, what it says. It says, "When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel?" Amen. See, there we go. We're talking about the kingdom being restored to Israel. It's not time yet, but we are getting close. Amen. We are in the last days. We know that we're approaching the end. Amen. We know the disciples want to know when Christ came. They was looking for him. They were really, that's one reason why they got upset and really want to crucify, because they were mad, because it's like, man, you're supposed to be the Messiah. Where's the prophecy that you're supposed to restore the kingdom back to Israel? He wants to restore Israel. Not yet. That time is not yet. But oh, when he come back, amen, with the church, when we come back with him, oh, man, he's going to restore for 1,000 years. We're going to rule with him. Amen. Right? So verse 7 says, "And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power." Amen. See, they wouldn't even be here. Amen. But we can tell by the seasons we're in. Amen. Some of the stuff is going well. We're getting close. The seasons, like, you know how when the seasons change? When it be hot in summertime, and no, here in Texas, when that front comes in and start the weather start to dip, we get a few 40 and 50 degree weathers. Amen. We start getting that for about a week. We know the season is changing. What that means? That means it's getting close to wintertime. Amen. So we know, according to, so the Bible reveals a lot of things to us when it's getting time. Amen. For the end time, because why? The season, begin to see signs of the season. Different things begin to appear. Amen. Now watch what it says. Verse 8 says, "But ye shall receive power," amen, "after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you." In a twinkling of an eye, when you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, Romans 10:9-10, we talk about it all the time. Once you receive salvation, you shall what? You shall receive power. "After that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." Amen. That is part of the Great Commission. This is what we're supposed to be doing. The Holy Spirit is leading us to work. Now, if you ain't working nothing, amen, that's a question, amen. You know, the Holy Spirit, amen. So, amen, I want to share that with you before I get ready to shut it down. Let me go over to Ephesians. And we're going to come back in a couple of weeks, amen. We're going to be back on Spiritual Freestyle Fridays. We're doing it every other week, amen, to kind of give a little break, amen. We'll be back September the 9th, amen. Same place, same time, 9 p.m. Central, 10 East Coast, and that'll be 7 West Coast time, amen. Let's go to Ephesians. Let me shut it down. Ephesians, the 5th chapter. Heard they get there for the timers. Amen. Ephesians, the 5th chapter, verses 17 and 18. What does it say? Ephesians, the 5th chapter, verses 17 and 18. It says, "Wherefore, be ye not unwise." Amen. See, there that word. See, in other words, he's saying operate in the spirit. Amen. He says, "Be not unwise." You got to love Paul the way you write. He says, "Be," you know, sometimes Paul seems like he be kind of being a little, amen. He said, "Don't be ignorant, don't be unwise." He says, "But understanding what the will of the Lord is." Did we not talk about the will of the Lord? We talked about it in the beginning. It was his will. It was the Heavenly Father, the Godhead, the first and the God. It was the Father that sits on the throne. It's his will. What he says, amen. The Word does. The Spirit does. all the angels in heaven does. We as a believer in the saints do. Amen. We do, amen, what the Most High say, if Yahweh say do it, amen, we do it. Amen. We follow him. He is God. And he said, besides me, there is and will be no other. Amen. Got to love the Most High. He says, but understanding what the will of the Lord is, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Amen. Let the Spirit operate in you. Amen. We love you tonight. We thank you so much for tuning in and listening. We're praying for everybody. We're praying for our listeners. Amen. We're praying for those that have been affected by the pandemic, those that have been affected by what's going on against crimes against humanity that's going on in the world. You know, people are taking people's lives, and you know, we got to be praying, saints. This is the time for us to go down on our knees and pray to. Prayers need to go up. Amen. This is an opportunity for us. Prayers need to go up. Amen. So I'm praying for you tonight. I love each and every one of you. I will be back on tomorrow night. We'll be talking about the doctrine of end things, of the last days, when it comes to eschatology, which is the study of end things. That's what eschatology means. That's the seminary, the theological seminary term for the study of end things. That's what it's about. We're going to be getting to finishing up Revelation. We're going to be in Revelation, the seventh chapter, talking about the 144,000. Make sure you tune in tomorrow night. Tomorrow evening, rather, at 6 p.m. Central Time, 8 o'clock, I'm sorry, 6 p.m. Central. I don't know why I want to make you guys 2 hours behind me. 6 p.m. Central, 7 o'clock East Coast, and 4 o'clock West Coast. I do apologize about my time. And you know, if you've been listening, you know, I'll be back on tomorrow night. I'll also be on my little station that's on Blog Talk Radio. It's on the Reign in Love Ministries. You can call in and listen to our Sunday night Bible studies. The number is 319-527-6076. Again, the number is 319-527-6076. But if you're wondering, I don't plan on going anywhere. I'm going to be here. I thank Chaos Talk Radio and Derek Oliver and his team for allowing us this platform to reach people. The main goal is that we're saving souls. We cannot lose sight of what the Most High wants. We can't lose sight of the work in the kingdom that we're doing for the kingdom. Family, with that being said, I'm about to close out. Man, I still got some scripture. I got a little bit more time. I got 3 minutes. Throw one more scripture in on you. Amen. Is that okay? Amen. Throw one more scripture in on you. Luke, the fourth chapter. I just saw the scripture. Luke, the fourth chapter, verse 18. It says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Amen. You know, Christ spoke in parables. Amen. Amen. I believe that he's speaking literal there, but I also believe he's talking to those that are what? Unbelievers. Amen. So he's called us by the Spirit to preach the gospel. Amen. So family, I love you again. I thank you for listening, family. Remember, I'll be back on tomorrow night. Please tune in. So remember, family, thank you for listening. Remember, you are blessed by the Most High. And remember, family, that you are royalty. I am royalty. And family, until next time, stay blessed and bless the kingdom, family. I love you all and have a good night.